Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I terminated the ridiculous and incredibly wasteful Green New Deal. I call it the Green New Scam. Withdrew from the one-sided Paris Climate Accord and ended the insane and costly electric vehicle mandate. We're going to let people buy the car they want to buy.
Not good news to the crazy globalists at the World Economic Forum there. That's what the president was addressing yesterday, and World Economic Forum is just crazy. I tell you what, I couldn't be happier with how Donald Trump has just spoken the truth to all of these leftists around the globe. And I'll bet my next guest feels the same way. Will Kane with us, of course, host of the Will Kane Show that you hear right here on 97.1 FM Talk every evening from 8 to 9 Central, but also the newest host on the Fox News Channel at 3 p.m. Central every day. Will, welcome in.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, my friend. What do you think of that when you watched the president's speech to the World Economic Forum?
The word that it just keeps coming back to me, Mark, is leadership. I think we've become accustomed to this style of leadership that really extends beyond just the last 4 years, but maybe heightened in the last 4 years, where the United States is so apologetic for itself. It's so apologetic for common sense. It's so apologetic for putting our own interests first. And we're apologetic for being the world leader in really everything. And here now we have an American president willing to stand up in front of people's faces. First, Joe Biden and Barack Obama at his inaugural address in the Rotunda, and then to the leaders at Davos and say, hey, this is who we are. We're the best place in the world to do business. This is who we are. We are the world leader when it comes to foreign policy. We're not going to be drug into wars. We're not going to pay our unfair share. We're not going to be taken advantage of in deals by China. We're not mad. We're not angry. We're not mean. It's not vengeful. We're just going to do what all of you do. We're going to look out first for America. It's leadership.
Amen. Amen. You know, ever since Barack Obama went on that world apology tour after he got elected, that's been the approach of his administration, of the Biden administration. I'll bet the difference in the State Department now that Marco Rubio's in there is going to be shocking.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I think it's reflected in his first trip, right? I mean, yeah. he heads south, and that's the top issue to Americans. And it's a domestic issue, but it's also an international issue. Hey, stop shipping all of your criminals. Stop shipping all of your undesirables in your country, Venezuela. Stop shipping all your illegal immigrants straight to America. And by the way, I saw the images this morning. I saw the Air Force huge planes being loaded up today with people they're beginning to deport. I think you're going to see it from the State Department, absolutely. And you want the most, I guess, obvious illustration of that? We're taking down the trans flags. We're taking down the BLM flags. We fly one flag, the American flag.
I love it. Will Cain is our guest, host of the Will Cain Show on the Fox News Channel and here on 97.1 FM Talk. I want to play something for you this morning that Senator Elizabeth Warren said about your friend Pete Hegseth. And the fact that she's so oblivious to what she's saying here, is it really kind of sums the whole thing up. Listen to this.
This is the person who gets the call when things are truly spinning out of control, when really scary data has come in, when information, when something around the globe has really gone in a bad way. Because it is the Secretary of Defense who makes the call on, is now the time to call the president? If so, what am I going to tell the president? Is now the time to call in other experts to get our allies involved? Secretary of Defense has to be ready to go 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Do you think she just forgot about Lloyd Austin there, Will?
That's right. Yeah, that's a great, a great point. Except when he checks out without notice because he has to have a medical procedure.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, if I were sitting there right now with Senator Warren and I were under the impression that I could have an honest conversation, my answer would be to her, Senator, you don't know Pete Hegseth. I know Pete Hegseth. And let me tell you how secure you should feel in the man that is nominated to answer that call. But I wouldn't be sitting there having an honest conversation with Senator Warren because she has repeated, signed up for, magnified every insidious lie about Pete from the beginning, from his drinking to his qualifications to him being a weekend host on Fox News. You know, but she's, I guess, the least disappointing because we also expect this at this point from Pocahontas. It's really now the disappointment for me is people like Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska. You know, why do you just accept the word of anonymous sources speaking to a corrupt media like NBC and not the people that actually know Pete? Or better yet, why don't you read his book, War on Warriors? Or why don't you talk to any of the men that actually stood beside him and held a rifle downrange? It's his qualifications, his intelligence, his wisdom are all beyond reproach. They're unquestionable. And all your listeners right now, let me just tell you, I know the man firsthand. Your Defense Department is in good hands. I think starting tonight when Pete Hegseth will have the votes to be Secretary of Defense.
It looks like it. I mean, even if you lose those two, even if it was a 50-50 tie, Vance comes in and breaks it, right?
Right. Right. And the latest I heard is it's going to be actually 51. So I guess that presumes Mitch McConnell will do the right thing on his way out.
wouldn't that be nice? How do you feel about the JFK, MLK documents? I saw where the JFK's family, his grandson, came out today and was critical of it and accused the president of playing politics. I mean, hell, after all these years, I just want to know, even if the conspiracy theories weren't true that it was the government involved in it, why can't we know? All of these people are dead, Will.
I want to know, too, but do you know, have you ever heard that joke about the two conspiracy theorists that die to go to heaven, and they're standing in front of the pearly gates with St. Peter, and he says, I'm going to grant you one wish, okay, one wish, and whatever you ask me, you can ask this question, I will give you all-seeing knowledge, and you will have complete transparency. And the two guys go, okay, this is it. Can't wait. And they look at St. Peter and they go, who killed JFK? And St. Peter says, it was Lee Harvey Oswald from the school book depository. And then they look at each other and they go, this thing is bigger than we thought. You know, so there's going to be, No matter what is released, don't pretend that it's going to solve all of the conspiracies and questions about who killed JFK.
No.
But here's the substantive point I want to say. I just think the American people have looked at the government rightfully as though it's a shell game for a long time. You're standing on the corner of Times Square and guys hiding the ball underneath different shells, and you know no matter what, it's not honest. Somehow I'm getting had here for my $10 bet on being able to spot the ball. Donald Trump releasing these files, Donald Trump sitting there multiple times a day taking freewheeling questions, sometimes for an hour, nothing scripted, nothing pre-approved, is just a measure towards all of a sudden taking away the idea government is a shell game. It's an open book with this guy. And you can say what you want, you can like him or dislike him, but how stark of a contrast is that, again, to the way the press, obviously over the last 4 years, but really the way it's been handled for most of our lives.
It's shocking. It really is. It's refreshing, and I think even the people on the left are going to start to see that. So, Will Cain, I know for people that maybe have heard you on the radio here, they understand that you are also pretty passionate about sports. Am I correct about that?
I am. Yes.
Who do you have in the playoffs this weekend? Because all of the Kansas City Chiefs fans here in the St. Louis area, because the Rams abandoned us, would love to know who you're rooting for this weekend.
Who am I rooting for? Well, here's my prediction first.
Okay,
it would be Kansas City, Philadelphia in the Super Bowl.
Oh, all right.
I think the sooner or later the Jaden Daniels magic just it's awesome, but Philadelphia is a more complete team. That's my thoughts. That's my analysis. And listen, okay, now I don't know how people in St. Louis feel, and I'm real proud that the Will Cain Show is also on in Kansas City. I'm not picking a fight. I don't want to fight. I like the Chiefs. They used to be the Dallas Texans. And I'm a big fan of Patrick Mahomes. There's nothing to dislike about the Chiefs. But they do seem to have the refs on their side. They do seem to get a lot of calls. So as much as I really like Josh Allen as well, and I think the Bills are really good, it's just hard. I think the Chiefs get, I mean, that little slide that Mahomes does, you got to do something about that, you know? And I love Mahomes, but that is a that is a flag-seeking move he's got right there.
He's good at it. That little flop he did on the sideline was pretty good, too. But pretty smart. I mean, they do that in the NBA, and they get away with it.
I don't begrudge him. Hey, man, right. Use the rules all the way to your favor, but don't make me bet against them. That's what I'm not going to do. Josh Allen, the Bills are good. But after seeing the way that it's handled with the Chiefs, I'm not placing money against the Chiefs.
I'm with you. Will, congratulations on your great debut there on the Fox News Channel.
Thank you so much, man. We're just thrilled to come out with blockbuster ratings. And all I can say is this is going to be a ride. I said this on my first day. I think the truth is a process. I'm not Walter Cronkite pretending like everything I tell you is God's word from high on the mount. I'm in the process of seeking the truth, and part of that process is this show. It's going to evolve over time. I hope everybody will come along for a ride, because it'll be fun.
You bet we will. The Will Cain Show, of course, 3 p.m. Central time here on the Fox News Channel. Will, best of luck, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. Great to have him here on the radio station in the evenings as well. So like Kilmeade, he'll continue to do his show and his radio show, which is a benefit to all of us. By the way, what I was congratulating him on there is that according to Fox, they had their debut on Tuesday of this week, and they had 3.5 million viewers, which made it within the 25 to 54 demo, which everybody looks for in TV, the highest rated daytime debut in the network's history. So that's why I was congratulating him. He did had a gangbuster first week there on the Fox News Channel.
Get more at 971talk.com.